podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I feel like I'm a pretty good friend. Maybe not the best friend, but I'm a pretty good friend to people. But I'm starting to lose patience with one couple that I'm friends with. You want to know why?
Tell me now.
They are the get-together, breakup, get-together, breakup, get-together, breakup.
So you got to watch this and hear about it every single time.
Yeah, and here's the thing, guys. Obviously, the guy I was friends with first, but then, you know, after somebody's dating for a while, you become friends with their SO. Mm-hmm. So like that, when they break up, and then you talk to, you go out with the guy, you have a beer, you talk about, oh, man, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. And then they get back together, and you're like, oh, thank God I didn't say anything really crappy about her.
It's true.
Right?
Oh, God.
And then they break up again. And they're about to get back together again for the fourth time. So this is the fourth time around.
You got to be like, I don't want to hear about it. Well, I don't care.
Yeah, because now you start to, did I say something about her at some point? Because this last time they were split for like almost a year.
Oh,
and so then
really?
I thought, yeah, and I thought, well, this time they're done for good. No, they're going out again this weekend. They're getting back together again.
That is a big bowl of awkward.
And I feel like as a friend, you can't put your friends through that, can you? It's bad enough when you're in a relationship that's on again, off again, but to put you're dragging your friends through that.
Yeah, that mess. You got to tell them, I can't be here anymore with you. We're not friends anymore.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
I would.
You would, but you know, I'm not going to say
maybe
that.
Maybe just take a break.
I think it might be that kind of thing where I am predispose the next time we need to get together.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because how do I even face it? I'm kind of embarrassed.
Imagine how
for
they
him.
Feel. They're probably embarrassed too, but the power of love conquers all.
I don't know. If it's a fourth time around, do you want to parade yourselves in front of your friends?
No, because then
family
it's
again?
Sad. You're like thriving on the drama and the being miserable. And
but it's been a year.
That.
Maybe some serious changes have occurred. I obviously have been back and forth and back and forth in some of my relationships, which is why I'm such a great supporter of it.
Hey, I'm not going to deny that I have done on again, off again. I don't think I've ever done on again, off again four times.
Yeah, it's fun. Sure.
Talk
fun.
About it, Emily.
Well, I think it's actually, I wouldn't even tell my friends, honestly, about getting together for the fourth time until there was some serious, like relationship mojo going on there, you know, until you
like
guys
what?
Have been, like until you've been seeing each other for maybe a few months and then you realize that the trust is reestablished and la, la, la. But it's so totally rare that that happens after four times. You're
so
right.
So you would sneak around.
Yes.
And date
which
this
is,
person
it's
for
exhausting.
The fourth time.
You guys, so gentlemen, Clara
it's almost like
I,
having an affair. It's almost like having an affair
oh,
that you
yeah.
can't tell anybody about. You've got to sneak around.
Right.
Can't post about it.
Getting together
anything.
For the fourth time equals having an affair.
Yes. Even getting together for a second time. Gentlemen, Caller and I remember we had our break, our lovely break. And then when we got back together, it was when I was new to the show still.
Yes.
And I went into one of our production rooms and I was like, Jeremy, Adam and I are back together. I don't know how to tell Dom. Like, I don't know.
I was like,
to
just
do.
Don't.
And he's like,
they'll make fun of you.
Live your life, girl. It's okay, but it's hard.
I didn't say girl.
But you know why it's hard? It's because even on the show, I was taking shots at him when you guys split.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Me too.
And
I
so
was
then
talking mad. Bad crap.
Right. And so then you get back together and I'm like, oh man, I said all
I know.
Stuff.
But in this day and age, I think it's harder to get back together, to start over, to start fresh, and to let forgiveness kind of tuck you in bed at night.
Wait, say that again. What?
I think in today, it's a lot harder to start fresh and to...
Why?
Because I...
Then compared to when? 20 years ago?
Sure.
Why?
Because things are just so complicated now with social media and friends and opinions. And it's just, there's just too many moving pieces. I don't think that you're ever really able to forget.
I see what you're saying because there's a record. There's right. a digital record nowadays. You can go back to your Instagram or your Facebook, your Twitter,
right.
and
then
relive
you can,
everything.
Yeah, you stalk, you know, the other people if they dated somebody else. I'm
yeah.
just, as an example, I don't know.
You've
know,
never done that, have you?
No, I have
you
a
have
friend
that app
who
on
did
your
that.
Phone where
because,
you can follow them.
Because, you know, people aren't any different than they were 20 years ago. People are the same as they were 20 years ago. It's just that they have different tools.
Yeah, and there's nothing is simple. I don't think you can just start over, start fresh.
I wonder if our listeners have comments on getting back to. No, I'm not talking about breaking up, getting back together a second time. Second time around.
We all do that.
Everybody has done it. Well, Jeremy hasn't.
I haven't.
You've never done that once?
No.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Came close to, but didn't.
Yeah. I think 95% of us have done a second time around on a relationship, but it's when you get to the fourth, fifth. I want to hear those stories, not only from people who have been in that relationship, that's the ping pong relationship, but people close to somebody like that.
It's horrible. Like I'm having a physical reaction because I know what it's like to be the person getting back with a guy for the fourth time. And I'm like, there is some shame in it, but sometimes you just can't help yourself. You're just a fool in love.
Either that.
With a jerk.
Either that, or you're just kind of afraid to put yourself back out there and try to see somebody.
Stick with what you
know. All right, Dr. Phil.
Stick with what you know, Emily.
I mean, really, don't you think that's a lot to do with it? Because everybody says, oh, the dating world's so hard. I hate dating and something like that. And so you just want to go with the evil that you know versus the evil you don't know.
You know he doesn't have an STD, so you stay with him.
Right.
Well,
that's what it boils down to.
After a year.
Well, I guess you don't know. He's all itchy. Get that checked.
Let's have our first date at the free clinic.
Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Oh, good morning.
What do you know about this?
Well, I had a friend. She met this guy. After 3 months, they got married. Ooh. We were freaked out, thinking, okay, whatever, you're head over heels. They were married for a year. Over the course of that year, they broke up and got back together. They would live in separate houses. They would go to friends 5 times. And you want to be supportive of your friend, but after a certain point, you're like, okay, enough. I can't hear about this anymore. And then you start to lose respect for her because everything that she hated about him when they broke up, she would just brush under the rug and get back together and hope that everything was going to be better. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't.
You know, we were talking on the show not long ago about how people, it's sometimes when you're not necessarily in love with someone, but you're addicted to someone.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference, Carla, right? I mean, just being addicted to someone is not the same thing.
Absolutely. I know the guys hate the Sex and the City reference, but it's like Carrie and Big.
Yes. They broke up and they were dating and she did not tell Charlotte, Miranda and Samantha. And it was,
it's totally what I was thinking about.
It was a mistake.
Me too. Yeah.
Carla, you're delightful. I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
Thanks for listening. Have a good time. Here comes Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
What do you know about this?
Well, my husband and I, over the first 2 years that we dated, we broke up for sure 3 times. I was trying to think if there was a fourth, but it just, the last time we broke up was for about 3 months. And, you know, I got out there and I dated. It wasn't... It just kind of got to the point where I realized that, you know, the stuff that we were breaking up for wasn't a good enough reason to break up, I guess. I think it just depends on...
Well, how are you today? How are you today?
Oh, we're great.
Are you? How long you been together now?
We've been together for 15 years and married for 8.
You're due for another breakup then.
No.
You're due.
Wait, I got to know what was the reason why you guys were breaking up that wasn't good enough?
In a nutshell, because we got to move to other calls, but quickly, why were you breaking up?
In a nutshell, we were 21 and going out to the bars a lot, getting drunk.
Enough said. 21, you shouldn't be married at 21.
Exactly. Anyway.
Too soon.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Drive carefully out there. Here comes Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
All right, your turn. What do you say?
So I agree with the last caller. My husband and I broke up 4 times over the first 4 years we were dating, and sometimes it was stupid stuff and, you know, like, oh, it was, you know, we were in college and so it was, oh, I don't have time. And other times it was just, I'll be honest, it was him being afraid. And so I think it was good for us because we got out, we dated other people.
If you're in college, that's what you're supposed to be doing when you're young.
It was important for us and we grew personally and that was important and that's what made our relationship successful now.
Well, 4 times, so it was the 5th time around that stuck.
That's the charm.
Yep.
Good to know. Liz, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Appreciate you being on the show.
It's like the boy that called Wolf.
Well, and you notice what a lot of these have in common. Before we go to Crystal's call, you know a lot of them have in common is just
booze.
Age.
A lot of booze.
Booze and age.
Toga parties.
Jack.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, good morning.
I'm glad you held. So what do you want to tell us?
So my husband and I have been together 21 years, have been married 17. And in the last probably 5 years, we've actually split up 3-4 times for a few months here and there. And part of it, and I agree with Emily, with social media, like I had a Facebook page because my son had one. Now, I didn't have a lot of people on there that I would get from my husband. Well, why didn't you friend my mom? Or my Aunt Marge asked you for a friend request and you didn't friend her.
Wait a minute. So you broke up over that?
No.
4 times?
So what was causing the argument necessarily was, so I would get calls from my husband. Well, my mom saw your Facebook page, and what did you mean by this? Or why would your friend send you that? Or my Aunt Marge saw this on there and called my mom, and my mom called my ex-wife, and why would you say something?
Your husband's a man,
you
baby.
You guys need to get off of Facebook.
And I just finally canceled it. I said, you know what? I don't need the drama. I don't need all of the arguments.
Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous that they're in the middle of everything.
Yes. Well, 4 times in 5 years. Listen, Crystal, thank you for your call. I hope you have a good weekend and make it work this time.
Right.
Yeah. And stay off of social media.
Stay away from your mother-in-law.
I'll like that status.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.